You see, every person who is ill comes to the doctor with two diseases, not one. One is the disease that's diagnosed. The other is a powerful disease that goes by the name of panic. Panic is a disease, because panic produces...
Norman Cousins talks on positive emotions and health.
I'm afraid that a great deal of public education has made us panic-prone, and I'm afraid that the American people have been on the verge of hypochondria because they don't know how to handle pain. We've been educated in the direction of panic. We tend to feel that the slightest little pain means that we've got some terrible illness. The emphasis on see your doctor at the first sign of a pain, the emphasis on TV, take Anacin, aspirin, Tylenol, Buffering, or...
Every so often, it seems, someone appears who can take the complexity of modern medical science and reorder our understanding of it.
Which is to say, pain is nature's way of getting your attention. And sometimes it has to hit you over the head to get your attention. And what it's trying to tell you is that you may be drinking too much, or smoking too much, or eating too much, or eating the wrong things, or that there may be too much stress in your life, or the wrong kind of stress in your life, or that you're in the grip of melancholy, and you get these pains. Now, if therefore we don't make the connection between what you're doing or eating or thinking and those pains, and you take the pills, all we're doing actually is papering over the fact until such time as you really get an eruption. Aspirin is a dangerous drug. Tylenol may not be as dangerous as aspirin in terms of the way it acts in the stomach, but the fact of the matter is that any of these analgesics are powerful drugs, and they can conceal the basic causes and make us think that, well, everything is fine, we can go on doing what we're doing without paying attention to the fundamental rules of health.
Norman Cousins is not a doctor and has never spoken as one, but he has lived the part of the patient, frightened and wary of the medical community's pronouncements on his health, who decides to investigate some healing strategies of his own.
We all grow up with the notion that since we're unaware of what happens inside us, that we have no measure of control over it. And it is true. We are unaware of the coursing of the blood, of the reproduction of the cells, of the aeration of the cells.
Well, in the first place, I'm trying to find out as much as I can about the biochemistry of the emotions. We have a brain research institute here at UCLA under Dr. Carmine Clemente, which has one of the finest group of...
Now, the curious thing is that every time we discover one of these ingredients, some people are sure to run off to see if they can't synthesize it, manufacture it, tie a ribbon around it, and sell it. Instead of saying, isn't it wonderful, the brain produces this substance. Now, how can we be sure that the brain produces enough to meet the body's needs? Let's find out what this apothecary is, how the apothecary works. And again, I say, the apothecary works best on the circumstances where the belief system is strong, where you have a deep feeling, a deep determination, a deep sense of purpose, where you believe that what your physician does is going to be good for you, where you believe in yourself, and where you have this partnership with the physician, but where you also take a certain measure of responsibility yourselves. Your physician didn't make you ill. Don't expect him to do the entire job.
Norman Cousins talks on positive emotions and health, an hour-long program featuring the author of Anatomy of an Illness and The Healing Heart.
And the conclusion, inescapable, is that mind is more powerful than medicine. What you believe has a profound effect on what you are.
Airs on August 14th at 1400 and on August 21st at 1900.